Well, it's getting to be that time of the year when the heat will force Jamie to have to make some decisions. Does she go with Kool and the Gang?
Oh, it's too hot.
Oh, no.
Or use Glenn Frey?
Definitely.
As some musical selections in her newscast when our oppressive heat is a topic, she never uses my suggestion, the 60s band known as the Crazy World of Arthur Brown.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire.
Even though I think the heat feels like something straight from the devil, you know. All right, this morning, KTAR senior news reporter Jim Cross has been telling us about how soon it could get how hot? And Jim joins us now to talk about when we could see that magical 100 number on our thermometers. This weekend, Jim?
Possibly Sunday. Okay. Better shot of it Monday, but it's only about a 20-25% chance that we go to 100. But we usually don't hit 100 for the first time until May 2nd. We have hit it as early as March 26th of 1988. So it's not out of the norm.
Okay.
Not totally out of the norm.
Yeah. I know we joke a lot about the heat, and I think it's, you know, it's the way we cope, but this is some pretty serious business. I mean, heat deaths surged in Phoenix last year. We spent nearly all of July with high temperatures at or above 110 degrees. We had 31 consecutive 110 or better days. And a total of, what, 54 days at or above 110 for the year?
Yeah, and we had 22 more 100-degree days last year than normal. So we're hoping we don't see a repeat of that.
Wow.
It's kind of like when the weekend is over and you go back to work and you're like, I feel like I was just here. You know, that's how this feels heading into the first 100s. It feels like we were just there.
Winter lasted that short for you, Dan?
Yes.
Yeah. The hottest temperatures we've seen since probably last October on the way.
Okay. All right. Yeah, no, I know we get we definitely get 100-degree days possible in late October, and it can even be, you know, as late as Halloween. But, yeah, it does seem like it was not here that long ago. And this, obviously, the heat plays an effect on something that you're an expert on, and that is wildfires, Jim. So this is not exceptionally early, but it's a little earlier than usual. How does this affect our wildfire season?
It's going to start curing things out. I mean, we've had the windy days lately. We've got the heat coming in. If this comes in and we have any wind with it over the next, you know, several days or weeks, it will dry out what really is a pretty green desert because of all that winter rain we had.
Mm-hmm.
The recent snowstorms probably helped Flagstaff or that area up in the high country delay fire season by, you know, a few weeks. So maybe hopefully they won't see any fires this summer at all, but hopefully nothing until maybe June, but the desert, you know, 2, 3, 4 weeks out from being a tinderbox.
Oh, and there's so much of that invasive, what is that weed called with the little yellow flowers on it that's
everywhere.
All across the desert?
Everywhere.
Is that invasive? I thought it was pretty.
It's beautiful until it turns into brown fuel for wildfires. Yeah.
It burns like hotcakes.
Yeah, so. It's really bad stuff.
So are any of the forecasters you've talked to, Jim, anybody at the National Weather Service or anybody else, kind of giving any kind of a long-range look at our summer? Do they think this is going to be average heat-wise, hotter than normal?
Too far out right now.
Yeah.
I mean, probably in a few more days they can, you know, maybe try to pinpoint it. But, yeah, this far out. The one thing they're pretty confident about is we may not see rain again until possibly early July.
Oof.
We're in the driest 3 months of the year right now. Monsoon officially starts on the calendar June 15th, but we don't usually see our first storms until early July, around maybe the 7th. Last year, we didn't see hardly any storms.
Nope.
It was the driest monsoon in Phoenix history last year.
So usually around July 4th, we're watching for a dust storm because of the fireworks. So it's usually that time of year when we start talking about it, at least.
Yeah, I just hope we don't see a repeat of last summer because 2020 was the hottest summer we ever had. Until last year, then it still didn't quite overtake 2020, but they were both brutal. I could live without another one of those this year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, me too. Absolutely. You know, my wife, I call it reverse seasonal affective disorder because, you know, most people, they get all sad and stuff when it clouds over and it stays cloudy for days and rains and all that. My wife, being from the East Coast, used to four different distinct seasons.
Yeah.
She starts to get a little depressed about this time of the year when she sees that heat coming. So
I guess the price we pay for nice winters. And yeah. Not that we really had one, but
no, we did have a nice winter this year, though.
Yeah, rain wise,
a little bit. Yeah, of rain.
But
yeah.
As far as cold goes, we had what yeah. 3 days, maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
We had a long fall.
Yes, and now we're going to have a high rise to 100 here this weekend. All right. Thanks a lot, Jim. Jim will have more on this coming up on Arizona's Morning News.